It's happening. The signs of the last days prophecies are happening just as Bible prophecy foretold, revealing that we are nearing the end of this age of grace and the appearance of Lord Jesus Christ for His church. Thank you for being a part of this Last Days Church community here on this ministry channel of Signs of the Last Days. And thanks to all of you who are supporting this Signs of the Last Days ministry with your prayers and with your offerings. It is you praying and you giving that supports this ministry to be here and to continue as we are here watching together with you and praying with you. As the signs of the last days prophecies are revealing, we are nearing the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ for His church. And it's time to prepare now. There's news where many are saying that King Charles is the end time Antichrist of Bible prophecy. There are people who have said that they have had visions or dreams from God that they said told them that Charles is the end time Antichrist. And there are people who have wrote books where they say that it was revealed to them by God many years ago that King Charles was rising as the end time Antichrist of Bible prophecy, and write that it is absolutely proven that Charles is the end time Antichrist. But what does the Holy Bible really say about this? Does the Holy Bible Scripture say that King Charles is the Antichrist of end time prophecy? Who is the authority? Is the eternal Lord God of heaven's word the authority? Or is the opinions and interpretations of man to be preferred? The Holy Bible Scriptures of the Lord actually say a lot about the end time Antichrist, with the Lord's prophecies describing very much about Him. And in this teaching now, we will look at the judgment of the Holy Bible Scriptures of the Lord God to either validate or invalidate whether Charles is the end time Antichrist of Holy Bible prophecy. Where in this teaching, we will look at just three of the criteria that the Lord God gives in His holy prophecies concerning identifying the end time Antichrist. First, we will look at what the Lord God's Scriptures say is the nature of the Antichrist, where we will look at how the Holy Bible prophecies actually describe what the end time Antichrist will be like, and see if Charles does or does not fit that. Secondly, we will look at what the Lord God's Scriptures say is the location of where the end time Antichrist will rise, as the prophecies of the Lord God actually describe the location of the area from which the end time Antichrist will rise from. And we will see if this is where Charles is or is not from. And then thirdly, we will look at what the Lord God's Scriptures say is the timing of when the Antichrist of prophecy will begin to rise. And we will see if the rise of King Charles does or does not fit the timing that the Lord God gives for the actual rise of the end time Antichrist. And by looking at what the Lord God says in His holy word of prophecy in the Bible Scriptures concerning the nature of, the location of, and the timing of the Antichrist of end time Bible prophecy, we can determine if King Charles of England is biblically qualified to be the end time Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And if the dreams and visions and books which say Charles was revealed as the end time Antichrist are in fact biblical, or if they are fiction. And for those with ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart of good ground to receive all of the Word of God in these last days, There are some very important lessons for the last days to be learned from this. What will he be like? What will be the nature of this man, this end-time Antichrist of the Lord's prophecies? What will he be like? The Holy Bible prophecies of the Lord actually give a lot of information describing what the end-time Antichrist will be like. The Lord's prophecy in Daniel chapter 8 concerning the end-time Antichrist says that the Antichrist will be a man of iniquity that is strongly intense in the extreme. Strongly intense in the extreme. In Daniel chapter 8, when describing the little horn that grows exceedingly great to oppose heaven in the transgression of desolation, the angel of the Lord God, when told to make Daniel to understand the vision from the Lord, Archangel Gabriel in Daniel chapter 8, verses 23 through verses 26, tells Daniel that this is a king to rise in the latter time when the transgressors have reached their fullness. And Gabriel describes the end-time Antichrist as fierce, where he says he will have fierce features. It also describes him as sinister, as someone who understands diabolical, sinister schemes, who is so cunning that deceit is the rule of his kingdom. Gabriel of the Lord God also describes him in those verses as powerful, who is so mighty that he will destroy fearfully the mighty. He is so strongly intense on the extreme that he is the mighty one of the mighty. This guy will know how to absolutely demand and get his way or destroy anyone that is in his way. Does Charles fit this? Well, King Charles has been described as, well, exactly the opposite. The UK press has described Charles as so weak that they wished he could be bypassed for the monarchy. The UK press also referred to him through the years regularly as, and I'm quoting, as a prat, a twit, and an idiot, with them having no apparent fear of giving offense to their UK readership. Also in biographies and articles about Charles, Charles has been described as a ninny throwing tantrums who was a crybaby. That was a source of disappointment to his parents, where his father thought he was weedy and spoiled. It's also said that Charles was happiest when his grandmother took him to the ballet. And they also have said that his wife, Diana, would make him cry as she taunted his weakness as a man, calling him a boy wonder. Charles has never been described as a strong and powerful man that is mighty, but rather as petulant and weak. Also, the Bible prophecies of the Lord God describe the end-time Antichrist as a man who is a great general of war, who as the son of perdition, the servant of Satan. And Satan created war, and Satan is the god of this world who propagates war in the world. And this end-time Antichrist, Satan's servant, the end-time Antichrist will be, as described by the prophecies, one of the most powerful men of war the world will ever know, who will be on the level of Alexander the Great. The Lord's Holy Scriptures describe in Daniel chapter 11 how he is vile and relishes and worships the structure of war in its fortresses. And the Lord God's prophecy of Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 to verses 39. The Lord's prophecy describes the end time Antichrist who shall exalt and magnify himself above every god and shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods and shall prosper until the wrath has been accomplished or finished. And the Lord says that he shall honor a god of fortresses and that he shall attack the strongest fortresses, as it describes that he will also muster military forces that shall attack and defile the sanctuary fortress, where they will take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation, with the scriptures undoubtedly speaking of the end-time Antichrist. The Lord's prophecies describe this end-time Antichrist as a great world leader, a powerful general of war, leading from the front, as did Alexander the Great, who also suffered a wound because of it. And the Antichrist wars will be the most severe the world will ever know, as described in the Lord's prophecies in Revelation chapter 9. And through war, the end-time Antichrist will cause himself to be worshipped as a god in Jerusalem. And when looking at all of these prophecies, does Charles fit this? Is Charles a powerful and mighty man who fearfully destroys the mighty before him as a great general? Charles has never even seen active combat duty, and as King of England has no operational role whatsoever. He is only ceremonial. He cannot even declare a war. The Iron Lady, UK Prime Minister Thatcher, was reported to have put Charles in his place when she once told Charles, who was running his mouth about some UK politics, that frankly he needed to shut up, with her saying to him, "I run this country, not you, sir." Charles had such a lack of intimidating military power and influence on the level of the described Antichrist of end-time prophecy that he could not even stand up to and intimidate just one woman known as the Iron Lady of Britain. Much less does he have the nature to attack and conquer kings all across the Mediterranean region as prophesied of the end-time Antichrist of Bible prophecy. But one thing Charles has certainly been known to be strong for is in his strong regard for the desire of women. As to his mother, the queen, whom he described as being detached from him and whom she described, Charles, as being a slow developer and sent him away to boarding school. But Charles always regarded his mother and was submissive to her. And Charles was also known for his regard for the girls, where even Charles's great uncle, Lord Mountbatten, once informed the media that Charles was forever popping in and out of bed with girls. Those are his words. Also, the UK press reported that Charles had over 20 relationships with women, and additionally also had flings with several other high society figures and daughters of aristocracy. And even after marriage to one of the most beautiful women in the world, in Diana, Charles also continued to carry on a side relationship with Camilla, to where he finally divorced Diana and married Camilla as his second wife, who is now his queen consort. And it has been said that Charles strongly regards Camilla as he regarded his mother, to where it is Camilla who is the backbone that tells Charles to man up and get on with it. But the Lord God, in his holy prophecies in Daniel chapter 11, says that the end time Antichrist of Bible prophecy is one who will exalt and magnify himself over and above all, who will not submit himself to regard anyone, where he will not regard any God and not regard the desire of any woman. The prophecy of the Lord describes in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through verse 37, that the Antichrist shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above all and prosper in this till the wrath has been accomplished. He exalts his own will and will not show any regard for anyone else, whether God or woman. So does Charles have the nature of the Antichrist described in the end time prophecies? That's really like trying to force fit a mighty giant sequoia tree into a little bitty hole for a dwarf willow. The Holy Bible prophecies of the Lord give so much information describing what the end time Antichrist will be like, to where when he does really rise in his time, for those with eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart of good ground to embrace all the Word of God, you won't have to guess. You won't have to go looking for symbols or looking for connections outside of the Word of God or try to force fit something. Someone with the biblical nature described of the real end time Antichrist. It will be in your face that this is the guy. There won't be any doubt. And he will completely align with every single verse of Holy Bible Scripture, bar none, concerning him, like where the Antichrist will rise from. The prophecies of the Lord God actually describe the territory from which the end time Antichrist will rise from, and it is not from Britain. In Daniel chapter 8, when the Lord God told the angel of the Lord to make Daniel understand the vision from the Lord, Archangel Gabriel in Daniel chapter 8, verses 16 through verses 23, told Daniel to understand that the vision refers to the time of the end time. And then God's Archangel Gabriel tells Daniel in Daniel chapter 8, verses 16 through 23, that the beast, which was a male goat with the large horn broken, with the four that stood up in its place, from which then came the little horn that rises in the latter time of that kingdom. Gabriel says that this kingdom is the kingdom of Greece, with the archangel of the Lord God specifically calling out the ancient kingdom of Greece of Alexander as the territory from which the end time Antichrist will rise from. And that kingdom of Greece never included Britain, but was 1,500 miles away from there at its nearest point. And then the kingdom of Greece flowed away from there, south and east, away around the eastern arch of the Mediterranean Sea. Charles is not even in the right location prophesied by the Lord God from which the Antichrist of end time prophecy will rise. According to the prophecies of the Lord God in the Holy Bible Scriptures, it is biblically wholly fictitious to say that Charles is the end time Antichrist according to the Holy Scriptures of the Lord. And then there is the timing of when the end time Antichrist will rise. According to the Lord God in His Holy Bible Scriptures, the Lord God tells us exactly what the preceding sign is that must happen before the Antichrist of end time prophecy can even begin to rise. In Daniel chapter 7, the Lord God revealed to Daniel in another different vision what must be the order of what is in place before the end time Antichrist can even be allowed to rise. In Daniel chapter 7, verses 15 through verses 21, the Holy Scriptures describe how Daniel wished to know the truth about the final beast with 10 horns, from which then the little horn rises up. And Daniel was told the interpretation from the Lord of the vision, where Daniel is told in verse 24, in chapter 7, verse 24 of Daniel, Daniel is told that this last kingdom of the earth will have 10 kings that arise from this kingdom. And then it says, the prophecy says, and then another shall rise after them, who is different and subdues them, speaking pompous words, meaning he blasphemes against the Most High God. With the prophecy of the Lord explicitly revealing that when the end time Antichrist can begin to rise is only after the League of Ten Kings is in place and ruling in this last kingdom. And only then, after them, will be when the Antichrist will rise up. The League of Ten Kings must first be in place, ruling in their kingdom, and only then after does the Antichrist of end time prophecy begin to rise according to what the Lord God's Holy Scripture of prophecy says. As to when the end time Antichrist will rise, this is the absolute dividing line for the timing of the rise of the end time Antichrist in the Holy Word of God. What this means is that anyone that anybody points out as being the rise of the end time Antichrist before the League of Ten Kings is in place, that is absolutely false, according to the Word of the Lord. So when it comes to the nature of, the location of, and the timing of the end time Antichrist of Bible prophecy, obviously, biblically, Charles does not qualify, and neither does any of the others that people point out today or that people have pointed out in the past as saying that this one or that one is Antichrist. None of them are Antichrist. All of that is false. This has been going on, folks, for years and years, that people say, oh, this one is Antichrist. And people have written books saying that this one is Antichrist or that one is Antichrist. They're all wrong. Some said Hitler was Antichrist. Some said Mussolini was Antichrist. They said Kissinger was Antichrist. They've said that Obama was Antichrist. They've said Trump is Antichrist. They've said Macron is Antichrist. They've said Erdogan is Antichrist. None of them are Antichrist. All of that is false. All the books are in error and incorrect, including the one that says that Charles is the end time Antichrist. They are all false and in error because the Holy Lord God of heaven says in his prophecies that before the Antichrist can rise, the League of the Ten Kings in the Mediterranean region must be ruling in their kingdom. And then when they are, then the Antichrist of end time prophecy will rise. As we have pointed out in the past few weeks of our teaching and our broadcast here on Signs of the Last Days Ministry, Charles, in his attitudes, behaviors, and in his coronation, anointing him as a king. All of this has been exhibiting many signs that are Antichrist. Not signs that he is the Antichrist of end time prophecy, but it has all been exhibiting many signs that are Antichrist. And as we have said in all of that teaching, Charles can be a great candidate who, as a king, could submit to the Antichrist of end time prophecy who is coming. And Charles also, in one of our teachings, also could biblically qualify as one of the 10 kings, as we described, since he now sits as king on a very ancient throne of monarchy. That is, hear me, that is located within part of the territory from which the Holy Bible Scriptures prophesy and foretell that the five Western kings will come from in the League of 10 Kings. Where Charles is located, it is in, just barely, but it is in the territory that will encompass the 10 kings of Daniel prophecy. He is in the western leg, the western region of that League of 10 Kings. Five will come up in the west of that kingdom. Five will come up in the east of that kingdom. Charles is in the location, is in valid territory of where the five western kings will come from. The Antichrist will rise, as I just described, from the territory that was in the kingdom of Greece, and the kingdom of Greece was enveloped by the eastern leg of the ancient Roman Empire. And there will be five kings that will rise in the eastern leg of the ancient Roman Empire. And from that eastern territory of those five eastern kings, from that area, according to the prophecies of the Lord God, will rise the end time Antichrist of prophecy. But Charles is very far away from that. The 10 kings is the correct prophetic focus for now. Instead of saying that this one or that one is absolutely the end time Antichrist, that is absolutely the wrong focus. The right focus now is to be watching for events that are of the spirit of Antichrist and events that are forming a League of 10 kings who will acknowledge Antichrist attitudes, values, and government, and that will submit to the end time Antichrist of prophecy. But any focus that says that this one is the Antichrist or that one is the Antichrist, or books that say Charles is the Antichrist or anyone else is the Antichrist, that is false. But why? Why is this happening? Why is last days Christianity so rife with false teaching and error? Why are there false dreams and false visions and false books of teaching, to whereas the Bible prophecies teach, they are even filled with the doctrines of demons being taught by false, deceitful workers? The root cause that this is happening is that people no longer respect the Holy Scriptures of the Word of the Lord God as the absolute authority that must be conformed to. This is the spirit of iniquity, which Christ Jesus prophesied would be abounding in the last days, where people no longer respect and accept The Holy Scriptures of the Word of God as the absolute authority that must be conformed to. Iniquity is lawlessness, saying that I will not be bound to staying within the boundaries of the Word of God. With him going outside of the Word of God and placing more value on opinions and interpretations outside of the Word of God that they place more value on than they place value on what the written Word of God says. And where the written Word of God opposes their opinions and interpretations, they find or invent reasons to try to explain away or try to deny the authority of what the Word of God is plainly saying, and then become angry and attack those that hold to the authority of Bible scriptures that disagrees with their opinions or interpretations. But only God's Word is forever settled in heaven. And God's Holy Bible says all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. You must include all of the Word of God so to be able to rightly divide or discern the truth of the Word of God, eliminating any Scripture or denying what the Holy Scriptures are saying or ignoring it. Eliminating those scriptures for consideration to inform teaching leads to being outside of the Word of God and in falsehood and error. This condition of iniquity, this environment of lawlessness toward the Word of God as the authority, has given birth to an environment that produces false visions, false dreams, false revelations, false books, false teaching, false religion, false teachers, and false prophets. It has produced a modern Christianity that is defenseless. They are so defenseless that they are tossed about with every wave and wind of teaching. And the latest book, or latest interpretation, or latest opinion that they go running after. Modern Christianity is so defenseless that it will easily be absorbed by the false prophet and his signs and wonders. As modern Christianity is in the great harlot description of end time prophecy of the Lord Jesus in his revelation that has abandoned what Jesus and his apostles really said in the Holy Bible Scriptures. As it is the harlot church, unfaithful to the words of Jesus and his chosen apostles, upon which the church of Jesus Christ is built as the only foundation that will stand. All the rest is sinking sand. The prophecies are being fulfilled. As Lord Jesus warned when he was describing the signs of the last day's prophecies at the end of this age in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord said, take heed that no one deceives you. We must bury ourselves. We must immerse ourselves in the Holy Scriptures of truth and in the Holy Spirit of truth, because his appearance is near. These events and conditions that are happening now in the world, they are connecting directly to the end time as warning signs pointing to the nearing fulfillment of the last day's prophecies at the end of this age, which is revealing that it's time to prepare now for the nearing appearance of Lord Jesus Christ for his church by obeying the commandment of Lord Jesus. In John chapter 3, in verses 3 and verses 5, where he said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And Lord Jesus said that you must be born of water and spirit, or you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Lord Jesus sanctioned only his chosen apostle to tell us how to be born again. In Matthew chapter 16 and verses 18 through 19, where Lord Jesus gave his apostle the keys to the house, gave him the keys to the kingdom of heaven, with the Lord Jesus saying there that what his chosen and sanctioned apostle preached was bound or recorded in heaven, which is eternal, for his church. And in the Acts of the Apostles' preaching, they told us how to be born again of water and spirit, as Lord Jesus commanded we must. Where the apostle chosen by Lord Jesus preached, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the water and the Spirit. The apostles of Lord Jesus preached this message of the gospel in Acts chapter 2. When Lord Jesus started his church in Jerusalem, and in Acts chapter 10, when Lord Jesus started his church among the Gentiles, and in Acts chapter 19, as the Lord Jesus spread his church among the Gentile nations. And the apostle of the Lord Jesus said in Galatians, the first chapter, verses 6 through 9, that what the apostle preached, there would never be a change. There would never be a transition from it. We must prepare now for the appearance of Lord Jesus according to what Lord Jesus and his apostles actually preached in the Holy Bible Scripture. It's time to get ready now. Please be looking for our next Watch and Pray live stream as our Watch and Pray live stream on Sunday evening, where we plan to share then more signs of the last day's prophecies. Please make sure you're subscribed to and following this channel, and that you click the bell to get all notifications for our live streams and videos. Such significant signs are happening now in world events. And for the biblical believers of the Lord Jesus, these signs are telling us, as Lord Jesus warned us, to keep looking up, for the signs show that our redemption is drawing near.
Signs of the times are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Draw.